We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Chaf Gimel in the Zeligman edition, Reish Mem Vav, in the Standard edition. And we had been learning about the verse, Ashrei Maskil El Dal, praised is he who gives thought, who invests thought in how to help the poor. And the Chafetz Chaim had shown us that there are different types of poverty. He had been discussing poverty in intellect and different examples of that. And finally he says, V'yashani bedat kifshuto. And then you have someone who simply lacks knowledge. In other words, shuani b'Torah, that he's poor in his knowledge of Torah. So we have to think. We have to invest thought and insight as to how we can draw him to learning Torah. And that's a giant thing, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Bava Metzia, Amar Bishmul Banachmani Amar Biyonatan, Kolam Lamedet Ben Chaverot Torah, whoever teaches someone else's son Torah, Zochev Yoshev Bishimva Shel Mala, he will merit to sit in that heavenly academy, the academy up in heaven. So, ordinarily, we are each responsible for teaching our own child, but if someone teaches someone else's child, he volunteers, he teaches someone else, so that's a very meritorious. Odamu, we have another line in Tractate Sanhedrin, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Lamedet Ben Chaverot Torah, whoever teaches someone else's son Torah, Ma'ale Alav HaKatuv Kilu Asoo, it's considered as though he made him. He created that person. So the father brought him to the world. The father gave him physical life, but the teacher gave him spiritual life. It says in Tractate Avos Rabbi Nosson, on the Mishnah that says, Ve'ohevet Abriot U'mekarevan LaTorah, one should love God's creatures and bring them close to Torah. Melamed, this teaches us, She'adam ekapech tabriot machnisan tacht kanfei Shechina. Sometimes you have to force a person's hand to come under the wings of Shechina. Keder she'Avraham Avinu mekabech tabriot machnisan tacht kanfei Shechina. As Avram would do, as the verse says, Ve'tanev she'asu becharan. They're called the people that Avram and Sarah created in Haran. How would they do that? Someone would come in, they'd have a meal. At the end of the meal, they'd get up and say thank you. And Avram would say, don't thank me. Thank the one who created all of this. Sometimes people would want to come in and have a meal, and then they'd say, you have this very nice inn here. Where's the menu? What's the price list? And Avram would say, well, the price list is making blessings. And they say, who do we make blessings to? And he'd say, to God. All you have to do is thank God for the food. And the people would say, well, who's God? And then Avram would give him a lesson on monotheism. So, and so Chabad was born, yes. So we have these different ideas of how a person who helps someone else come back to his roots, that's very meritorious. So this is another type of poverty, a person who is poor in his knowledge of Torah, and there too we have to invest thought, what's the best way to bring him close. So a person has to think about people like this, be it those that are poor because they don't have clothing, they don't have shelter, they don't have a house, they don't have a family, they don't have welfare, they don't have a job, they don't have knowledge. Different types of poverty we've been learning about. We can sit here and forget about them there. And a person has to arouse himself to think about people like that. Now, we could sit here right now and ignore the rocket attacks. It's very easy. My wife was working on the internet, and the site she was on would keep giving a warning every time rockets were being shot. So here I am trying to talk to the kids, and suddenly I hear, Tseva Adom, rocket attack. So the kid said, Abba, why'd you stop talking? I said, I have to pray. The rocket's being shot at people in the south or people in Tel Aviv. I don't know where they're shooting at, but I have to pray now. So if I wouldn't have had that online, I could run my whole day. At the end of the day, I look online and I see 60 rockets shot today, 120 rockets shot today. You look at it and you say, wow, and you move on with life. But we can't move on with life. There are things going on. And so the Chafetz Chaim says a person has to arouse himself. We have to think about the people we should have pity for. Because we could continue our merry ways and not think about them. Imagine you see someone who has no clothing. Imagine someone walks in and you see they're wearing tatters. Their shirt is gray from use and it's tearing to smithereens. If you'd see someone like that, you'd right away think, hey, how could I get him a normal shirt? Well, what about someone who has no clothing in a spiritual sense? They don't know what Torah is. They haven't performed a mitzvah. So there are many. We're living in the generation that probably has the greatest number of people who are unaffiliated. I don't know if we ever had a time in Jewish history where there were so many people who had no concept of what it meant to be Jewish. And people consider themselves Jewish, but they have no concept of what it means. So this idea that Chafetz Chaim says, to give thought of how I could help someone who's poor in their knowledge, and I'll mention an example that we discussed a few weeks ago. We're going into Bein HaZmanim now, right? So you have free time. So what's the best thing you can do? There are many things you can do. You can pray, you can do mitzvot, you can take a break so that you'll have more strength to be productive later. But you could also take a few minutes and go to Wikipedia and go to some major online sites and put a link to machonmeir.org, to Emeir, our website, at 123torah.com. You put a link there and it sticks if you put it on correctly. Now, if you put it on the right pages, then you've given millions of people access to knowledge. A simple move. It's not as complicated. Once upon a time, you had to give classes or publish books. Today, in your free time, in an hour, you could change millions of people's lives, or at least hundreds of people's lives. And it's realistic. So here again, the Chafetz Chaim says, we have to think about the people who don't know. We know that in a Kabbalistic sense, when a person observes Torah, he adorns his soul with different jewelry. And so a person merits to sit adorned before God and the world to come. And as it says by Yoshua ben Yotzadak HaKohen Gadol, we have the vision of Zechariah, one of the final prophets who lived into the period of the Second Temple. He was one of the three prophets who partook of the men of the Great Assembly. So they were part of that group. So the Navi Zechariah describes how he saw Yoshua, the high priest, and he saw that his clothing were dirty. So then the angel came and said, "Asiru abgodim atzoim," remove his dirty clothing. And then, "Valbishotcha machalatzot," God tells Yoshua, "I will dress you nice clothing." "Valbishu abgodim," and they dressed him nice clothing. And it says in the Medrash Tana Debeelio, "Ki tira rom v'chisito," the prophet Isaiah commanded us, you see someone naked, dress them. Keitzad. So the Medrash asks, how so? Elaim reit adam shen bo divrei Torah. I don't need Isaiah to tell me to give someone clothing if they need clothing. No, Isaiah was referring to someone who has no Torah. Hachniseu leveitcha, invite the person in. Velamdeu kriyat shma utfila, teach him what it means to declare monotheism. Teach him what it means, Exodus from Egypt. Teach him how to read Shema. Teach him he can talk to God. Teach him prayer. Lamdeu pasuk echad bechol yom o halacha achat. Teach him every day one pasuk. Every day one halacha. Mezarzeu b'mitzvot, and help him quickly take on and understand mitzvot. L'vishen l'charom b'Yisrael, l'mi shen b'tra mitzvot. You want to know what it means to be naked in Israel? It means a person who has no Torah mitzvot. V'udome l'mishu arum. The Medrash says that's similar to someone who's naked. Od mekayem b'zem shamar katuv. And further, a person fulfills in this the commandment, v'avtat Hashem elokecha, to love Hashem. What does it mean to love Hashem? So this is quoted in the Rambam, in Halacha, that it means la'hev oto al abriyah, to make God loved by people. And this is something that our sages also taught. It's a sifrei in next week's parsha on the verse Vavtat Hashem Elokecha. So the Medrash sifrei quotes this idea. So that's the second to last idea he says. And we have one more paragraph till we finish this chapter. So we'll make a run for the final paragraph. So maybe we'll do it on a separate recording. Okay.